quiet peace and dignity of a godly woman is today's topic on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons and Kelly Copeland Coutts as they consider the ways of a Proverbs 31 woman.
Well, it's Wednesday and you have tuned in to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm not Kenneth Copeland, but we are the Copeland girls. I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons and this is my sister Kelly Copeland Coutts. And we are here to share some good things from the Word of God with you. I know that's why you tuned in, is because you want to hear something good. Now, there's a lot of bad news out there, but we have good news.
Amen.
You know, we've been talking about Proverbs 31. And we realized we, at the end of the broadcast yesterday, we were thinking, you know, maybe some people have never read that or never thought about it. So we thought it'd be a good idea today if we read all the way through about this. Proverbs 31, so that you have just a general idea about what the Bible calls the, what do you say, the ideal woman or a woman that has been successful in life.
Yes, and I realize that the reason this sounds so hard to meet is because this is a mama laying out standards for her daughter and for her daughter-in-law, like where it says that she comforts, encourages, and does him only good as long as there's life within her. We saw that in the first verse of chapter 31,
right.
It says, this is the words of Lemuel the king, which his mother taught him. So
it's right. She's setting him up. You know, a lot of people think that in light of the most recent elections, thinking that, oh, those Christians, they're stuffy and they're dull and they're hard and they don't know how to live, and that we are contemporary, we are up to date, we are the new liberated woman. Sweetheart, you don't know what liberation is until you read this in Proverbs 31, and this woman, whoa, she worked the market. She would buy and sell. She was into real estate.
She had maids.
She had, voila.
Yeah, that's my favorite verse.
Yeah, she had maids. Talks about her household. Talks about her family. Talks about her wardrobe. Talks about her physique and how she takes care of her body. I mean, this woman was hip. Her decorating abilities, her ability to look into the future, and her spiritual insights and the gifts of the Spirit that were working in her life. Now, I'll tell you what.
Renaissance.
I like that Renaissance woman right here. And so people who think that being a Christian just means stuffy, old, dull, blah, you just hadn't read the Bible. So we wanted to start off today.
You don't know us.
That's right. Movers and shakers,
That's right.
So we wanted to read through these verses together. I hope you have your Bible. You know, these things mean a lot more to you if you read from your Bible. Now, we both have the Amplified Translation. Kelly has a wonderful combination Bible. It's just a little big, a little heavy, but it works well. I have one of those at home. It's King James on one side and Amplified on the other. So you might check your local bookstore, Christian bookstore, for one of those. But the Amplified Bible, I like it because it uses more words. And I don't know, being a woman, it seems appropriate. I think Cheryl Salem said one time, or her husband said to her, yes, women speak on average 10,000 words a day with gusts up to 40. So that's maybe why we like the Amplified Bible, because it explains things. It amplifies, but we understand it better. So if you have an Amplified Bible and you'd like to read along, that'd be great. How do you want to do this? You want me to read a few? You read a few?
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't do very well yesterday. I got one.
You got one?
So you start.
Well, we're not going to let you start then. Be here all year. All right. Proverbs 31:10. A capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman. Who is he who can find her? See, this is written to men.
Shh. Keep reading.
She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. The heart of her husband trusts in her confidently, relies on and believes in her securely, so that he has no lack of honest gain or need of dishonest spoil. She comforts, encourages, and does him only good as long as there is life within her. She seeks out wool and flax and works with willing hands to develop it. She is like the merchant ships loaded with foodstuffs. She brings her household's food from a far country. I bring mine from as far as the grocery store. She rises while it is yet night and gets spiritual food for her household and assigns her maids their task.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God's good.
Maids.
That's right. She considers a new field before she buys or accepts it, expanding prudently and not courting neglect of her present duties by assuming other duties. It's a wise woman.
Mm-hmm.
With her savings of time and strength, she plants fruitful vines in her vineyard. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task and makes her arms strong and firm. She tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Her lamp goes not out, but it burns on continually through the night of trouble, privation, or sorrow, warning away fear, doubt, and distrust. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She opens her hand to the poor, yet she reaches out her filled hands to the needy, whether in body, mind, or spirit. You want to read?
She fears not the snow for her family, for all her household are doubly clothed in scarlet. She makes for herself coverlets, cushions, and rugs of tapestry. Her clothing is of fine linen, pure and fine, and of purple, such as that of which the clothing of the priests and the hallowed cloths of the temple were made. Only the best. Her husband is known in the city's gates when he sits among the elders of the land. That reminds me of that joke you said.
Well, finish reading and I'll tell my joke.
So yeah, you do better than me. She makes the fine linen garments and leads others to buy them. She delivers to the merchants girdles or sashes that free one up for service. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, the latter day or time to come, knowing that she and her family are in readiness for it. I love that. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. She looks well to how things go in her household, and the bread of idleness, gossip, discontent, and self-pity she will not eat. Her children rise up and call her blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied, and her husband boasts of praise. Her husband boasts of and praises her, saying, many daughters have done virtuously, nobly, and well with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness, but you excel them all. Charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain because it is not lasting. But a woman who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates of the city.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord.
I receive it.
I do, too. I believe that's a picture of me and you. Amen. Lord, I just want to pray over this. I want to lift this up to you and all those wonderful women and men that are watching, listening to this right now in the sound of our voice. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to what you have for us in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Sorry. You know, this is not just about family. Family is a big part of this. But this is about her life. And family is a huge amount of that. But it's not the only element. It's not about a picture just of family. This is about a woman's life and mm-hmm. her lifespan. This is a woman who has developed and carried out all of these elements throughout her life. It's a picture of her, who she is, her character, her strength, where she puts her trust, what her sources are. And as a result of that, her family, as it tells us in the end, her family can rise up and call her blessed. As a result of it, she eats the fruit of her labors. As the result of it, all things that she has done, she can seal out her life with things that are a testimony to her and a testimony to the Lord. I heard something one time, Kelly. I hadn't forgotten the joke. I'll tell you that. Tell that in a minute. But I read something one time. It was a secular book, a business book. But it was a very interesting thing this man said to do in this. It was kind of odd to read at first, but he said, picture yourself at your own funeral. And he sort of described it, made it graphic so that there was a, see yourself laid out in the coffin and so forth. And then he said, now ask yourself, what will they say when they walk by? What will your children reflect on? What will your friends reflect on? What will the rest of the family? What will be the summary of your life? Will they be able to say that you recognize things that were important? Like, will they say, boy, they sure made me keep my room clean? Or will they say, they were always there for me? Mm-hmm. And so it helped you understand priorities. Is the room clean? Yes. But if that's the emphasis and not the value of keeping your room clean, then we've missed the point, you know. And this is a woman who at the end of her life can look back, or people can look back at her life and say, you know, she was always there. She was up in the night when we needed it. You know, we never went without. Oh, wasn't Mama smart? Boy, did she know how to make a deal. You know, and just reflecting back on these things. And if we have a goal to come to this, at be this at the end of our lives, then we have something to work towards it on a day by day. And not the pressure to feel that we have to turn up tomorrow perfect in all of this. But it's the essence of her life that they could look back on and say, the fruit of her life. And to say, wasn't she like this or like that? We talk a lot about Nani. And that was with her, but she wasn't perfect.
No, but that was our grandmother.
Yeah, Nani. But I don't remember the things about her that weren't perfect.
Yeah.
It was the other things that so overshadowed. And as time goes on, I remember her more perfectly day by day, because those are the cream that has come to the top even after she's been gone now 16 years. So that the beauty of this life, that she was so much of this right here.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, let me tell my little story, because it really fits with what we're talking about. And how this woman, you notice there, verse 23, it says, her husband is known in the city's gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Well, there was this man that had just been elected mayor. It was just a landslide vote. And so this is inauguration day, big celebration in the city. So he and his wife are traveling in an open vehicle through the city, and the people are cheering and shouting and throwing flowers and their banners. It's just such a popular mayor. And so they come to the end of this great parade at the end of downtown, and they look over, and there is a man on the corner, a homeless, just a bum. And it happened to be this woman's high school boyfriend. And the mayor punched his wife and said, now, see there, if you had married him instead of me, you'd be married to a homeless bum. And she said, no, if I'd married him, he'd be mayor. We'll give you a moment to pause. Selah, think about that. I think that, I don't know, but it seems like.
I thought that was funny.
It's good.
The thing is that women don't, I think the enemy has so devalued the essence of women, and I think that he's tried to make them want to be a man.
Right.
And it's been so devalued what God made women to be. And I'm not talking about just making cookies or anything like that. I'm not talking about anything tangible. I'm talking about just what women are. You know, the strength, strong but soft. You know, that God made us to be. He's so devalued that we forget what an important place God gave women. And we forget how much hold we have over everything that happens around us and how much sway we have over it. I mean, look at Adam and Eve. You know, it went Eve's way. You know, what she wanted, mm-hmm. It went that way. And that godly leadership and godly control over your home and control over what you eat and control over the tone of their home, she caused that to go that direction. And Adam just followed her right along in it. Now, I think had she gone the other way and been the strong woman and said, no, we're going to obey God. Who knows where we would have been today. But the thing is that God has made women in that place to have strong sway and to have strong, control's not the word, right word, influence.
Influence is
influence
the word.
Influence over their
influence,
home and family.
Influence is so much more, has so much more scope to it than actual, what do you say? I want to say authority, maybe. Influence is much greater.
Mm-hmm.
Influence lasts beyond your life. Whereas if you just are in control and people just have to do what you say, you haven't necessarily influenced them. You know that old saying, it doesn't hardly hold true in our society, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as you said, the devil has caused us as a society to devalue that and not see it. And we want to have that place, yeah, but I want to be the one to rule instead of to be the one that influences where the world goes.
You really don't need position to influence.
No, not the mm-hmm. same way. This woman, it says in verse 10, a capable, intelligent, we've talked about both of those, and virtuous woman. A virtue, you know, is piety, it's godliness, it's goodness, it's all that's good. I remember you saying some things to our girls, and I think you've even taught this to some of the girls at the church, about that the female, not just a mother, but a female in any relationship, really should set the moral tone, not only for the relationship, but for everything that's involved. For example, in an outing, on a date, girls in high school, or even just walking through the halls in school, what is the moral tone? It's okay to be appalled when people talk immorally, when they talk rudely, coarsely. It's okay. You don't have to be mean or condemning, but you can be, I want to say, offended by that. You can make it clear that's not the way I don't want to be around that. I don't want to be a part of that.
Well, women do set the standard because what is okay to them, what they laugh at, what they allow, what they don't say, no, that's wrong too. That's where the standard is.
Whatever they mm-hmm. allow.
Whatever they allow.
Years ago, it was considered offensive for women to smoke cigarettes. It was, you know, a woman who smoked. It was an indication that she wanted to be like a man if she smoked cigarettes many years back. But then the women's liberation of the 60s and 70s or whatever, and the big motto came out, you've come a long way, baby. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you've come a long way. Now we have this enormous rise in cancer among women, heart disease among women. It
Stress.
Wasn't there before. And it's killed them. Yeah, you've come a long way up the mortality chart. Instead of having the glamour and the beauty of a woman that was free of that kind of lower moral standard. And it's not to put anybody down, but it's just, it is. It's cleaner, it's fresher, and it's more healthy to not do that, to not smoke, to not be carried away with strong drink. And the woman is usually the one. A man will follow a woman. I remember granddad smoking. You might not even remember this. Granddad smoked pipes and cigars.
Not for long.
Not probably. For long. Not for. Well, he didn't do it in the house. If he wanted to smoke a cigar, he had to do that outside. And he had pipes, and they all were right there by the chair, but it didn't happen in the house very often. And I remember, I don't know how old I was, but I'm very old, and that came to an abrupt halt. But it wasn't because Nani was, it just, over time.
He became uncomfortable.
She influenced him to the point where it just wasn't worth it.
Seemed right.
It just wasn't worth it. That was influence. She was patient and kind. She was not a fighter along those kind of things, or at least I don't remember that she was. But anyway, he wanted to please her. And in doing so, it lifted his life. He was influenced by it. And that's the same way it should be with men in general, not just a husband and wife, but in our society. A glamorous woman, a beautiful woman, is not necessarily one that can wear a bikini on the beach, but it's, thank God, but it's someone who carries an air of beauty and a consciousness of what God put on the inside of her of virtue and goodness.
I think that, too, people get a sense of peace around you when you're like this, a sense of, well, that's going to be all right. You know, a gracious, godly woman can cause her family to think, okay, this looks bad. And not just a woman, but a man, too. I mean, I know I get this sensation from both of my parents, that, okay, it looks bad, but it's going to be fine. It's going to work out all right because God is going to take care of this. And I think when a woman is like these and she, it says strength and dignity are her clothing and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future. No matter what comes, it says in the time to come, knowing that she and her family are in readiness for it. And I think that when a woman just knows that God is her source, and he can do and handle whatever comes up. And that gives you such a grace, a peace, laid backness. It's not a word, but it describes that, just that sense that, okay, whatever it is, we can handle it. Mama's going to help me handle it. Jesus is going to help me handle it. There's just a lot of peace that comes from that. And it's strength, quiet dignity, like you don't have to shout, you don't have to scream the answer, you don't have to lose your temper or lose your cool, but you can just have a quiet sense that this is going to be all right. And I love it too when mama's not happy, she doesn't have to scream or yell, but you didn't do that right and you ought to go back and redo it. You know what I mean?
That's a presence that a woman can carry, and it's not something you try to work up. It's just in you. But God put it in you, and He will help you find that presence on the inside. Boy, our time has gone by already. It goes so fast. Listen, you stay with us. Kelly and I are going to be right back right after these messages.
During her life, she may be a wife, mother, daughter, sister, and friend.
The Proverbs 31 woman, it is inspired of God to be in order with a grace and a charm and a beauty that can only come from God.
She is a woman to whom God has given grace to live an extraordinary life.
And I think women as well as men have to learn to value what God values, not what seems good, what seems right.
The Grace for Godly Women package, not just for women. Each part of the teaching emphasizes the values and character God is looking for in every believer. Included are the series Grace of a Godly Woman by Terry Copeland Pearson and Instructions from the Master by Kelly Copeland Coutts. In addition, you'll receive Family Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. The Grace for Godly Women package. Order your copy today. To order the Grace for Godly Women package, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-575-4455. Use the offer numbers on your screen for the audio format of your choice. The cost for this package is just $20. To request your package by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your package today.
Everything that we present to you on this broadcast, whether it's the things that we're sharing from the Word or the products that we're providing for you, is to help you build strength and faith and the Word of God to work in your life. So just know that we're doing that for your benefit, because we want to be a blessing to you. And with that, we want to give you this little book, Raising Children Without Fear. This is so that you don't have fear and so that your children don't have fear. So we want to give this to you. You can just use the information on your screen. We'll send it to you, whether you order the Grace of a Godly Woman package or not, or anything else. We want to give this to you if you just ask for it.
It's got Alex on the front.
Yeah, that's our little niece.
John's little girl.
Yeah, you got to see her. She's cute.
Well, you know, the start of receiving, being able to raise children and receiving grace is accepting Jesus into your heart. And we want to lead you in that today. You need Him. I try not to say to people, you need to do this, you need to do that, but there's no way around it. We need Him in our life. We can't do this without Him. So if you'll pray with us, it's very simple. Terry, will you pray?
Absolutely. Father, we just lift and bring all of these wonderful people to you. I hold them up before you. Now, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, this is what I want you to do. It's very simple. I want you to say this after me. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that He came for me.
I believe He came for
that
me.
That He died for me.
That He died for me.
And that You raised Him from the dead for me.
And that You raised Him from the dead for me.
Jesus, come into my life.
Jesus, come into my life.
I make You the Lord of my life right now.
I make You the Lord of my life right now.
And I turn away from sin.
I turn away from sin.
I give You my life, Father.
I give You my life, Father.
And I receive Jesus now.
And I receive Jesus now.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's so easy. Now you're one of us. And if you prayed that, we want you to let us know so that we can send you this free salvation package. These books are going to help you understand Him, help you understand what He's given you, what He's done for you, and what's yours now. Just use the information on the screen. We appreciate you watching today. This is Kelly Coots and Terry Pearson's reminding you that Jesus,
yes,
is Lord.
Thanks for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To request this week's teaching on audio or video cassette, visit us at kcm.org or call us toll-free 1-800-575-4455. Remember, today's product is available on our website. And now, for your convenience, you can make your contributions online. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You will eventually be praised if you live your life revering and fearing the Lord. Not changing yourself to be what someone wants you to be.